Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another dual episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple and the Entrepreneur Rescue Mission. I am your one host, Scott Aaron, and with me, as always, is my beautiful co-host and wife, Nancy. Say hi, Nancy.
Hi.
There we go. Anyway, obviously, we've been doing, over the last couple of weeks, talking about your personal brand and how important it is. And before we get into today's topic, which is what we feel are the three keys to a strong online presence, we do want to remind you that a week from today, we are beginning our first free workshop in the last couple of months. It's called the Personal Branding Blueprint. It's 5 days from Monday through Friday, April 22nd to April 26th from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Live and recorded. You get a workbook for the entire week that you're with us. There's prizes and giveaways, free to register. So if you go to the description of this episode or the show notes or the email that you got in order to listen to this, all you have to do is click on the link and get yourself registered. And we have nearly 200 people. So we're hoping to make a big push to get to 300. The more the merrier. And we're going to teach you all of what is to know about building your personal brand on social media to build the business of your dreams. Now, let's get into today's topic, which are the three keys to a strong online presence. So, tip number one, Nancy, is to make a game plan, aka a content calendar. So let's talk about the importance in that. Something that you and I talk about often, and we actually talk about with our clients, is the importance of having a content calendar, knowing what you're going to talk about and when and on which platforms and theming things out. Why is making a game plan around having a content calendar so important when it comes to having that strong online presence?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, honestly, I always tell people, you know, who are of flying by the seat of their pants, they're not consistent with posting, and they're kind of just feeling overwhelmed with social media and just content creation in general. I always tell them, you know, the heart of everything, you know, that you're doing online, you know, especially content, all revolves so much, right, around your content plan and around really your marketing plan, right? You know, what is it that you're looking to do? What service and, you know, thing in your business are you looking to promote? So once we get clear on that, we can really sit down and think about, okay, you know, for the month of May, you know, what am I going to be focusing on? For the month of June, what am I going to be focusing on? And so on and so forth. But a lot of us, right, we don't take the time to do this. So if we really talk about consistency and really showing up and, you know, building a really great online personal brand, we've got to plan a little bit. So whenever I say make a game plan, I mean, it's as simple as, you know, really deciding what is it that you want to post? You know, what are your goals for that month? And really mapping it out. And what I will say is I am so grateful, and especially more than ever, the fact that we can use AI, right, to help us for so much more of this process. You know, I used to actually do a lot of exercises with my clients where, you know, we would really dig in, we would go through, we do lots of research and, you know, find out what their audience is looking for and, you know, what are really good topics. Now, I still incorporate some of those techniques. However, it's really awesome that now I have tools like ChatGPT, I've got perplexity.ai, I've got Claude, you know, I can use the different tools to actually come up with different topics, right? That I can really showcase my expertise and, you know, thought leadership, teach and provide amazing, you know, value to the audience. And it can be, you know, done fairly quickly now because we can use AI to really get the ball rolling. And, you know, we should never be staring at our computer and be unsure, you know, what we should post. So I would definitely say, you know, if you have not yet sit down, plan out some time. In fact, I always tell people, you know, give yourself a time limit. Okay. Maybe it's, you know, 40 minutes, maybe it's 60 minutes, you know, and actually sit down and look at what you have coming up. You know, what things are you promoting in your business? You know, what is it that you really want to focus on? What trends, what topics make sense? And really plan that out. So that would be my absolute advice there.
Well, the adage goes, when you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. Yep. Now, because Nancy and I run our company and our business together, there's different arms to it. But we do, as we're doing right now, we do plan out our content a month ahead of time. So just to give you an example of how Nancy and I use a content calendar to plan out our consistent message on social media is, we're going to use this month as an example. So we have our personal branding blueprint, personal branding blueprint workshop coming up at the end of this month. So at the end of March, Nancy and I sat down and we kind of mapped out, okay, let's do some dual podcast episodes together, you know, the first, second, third, fourth week of April. And here's what we're going to go over. And it kind of leads into obviously the promotion of our workshop. That's just one example of how you can plan out your content. Because if you know what you're leading people into, whether it's a workshop, a course, a program, a free lead magnet that you have, or whatever the case may be, planning it ahead of time will allow you to stay consistent with that presence that you're looking to have when you're in that online world. So that's number one. The second tip is creating a routine. Now, why is that important? Well, I always like to correlate certain things in building your personal brand to my experience in the health and wellness industry. For those that don't know, I was in the health and wellness industry for about 18 years, from 1998 to 2016. And I was a certified personal trainer, sports nutritionist. I ran multiple gyms. And the fact is that if I didn't have a routine, not only for the responsibility I had as an owner of a fitness club, but if I didn't have a routine for the clients that I was training, but a routine for myself to stay in shape and eat healthy, you're going to basically set yourself up for failure. And that's why having a routine around everything that you do. And I'll give you another example. You know, Nancy and I, I can't talk today. Nancy and I created a morning routine. This is something that we were doing, but Nancy suggested, why don't we line in the sand, let's create a routine. And we have a calendar invite that we've shared with each other. It just says morning routine. Our entire morning is blocked off from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. And during those 5 hours, it's when we get up. It's when we get washed up in the morning. We take the dogs out for their morning walk and feed them breakfast and feed us breakfast and grab our coffee and prepare for the day. And here's the thing. If we didn't have that morning routine, those hours would probably be given elsewhere, whether that's sleeping in much later than we should or starting our day earlier than we actually would like. And that's why it's really important to create a routine. Nance, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, part of what we just mentioned, right? Tip number one was creating the content calendar. Well, make it part of your routine, right? Don't just do it once and then never look at it ever again. You know, we want to make that a routine. So, you know, we actually, Scott and I, every single October, November, you know, around that Q4 time, we actually sit down and we map out, you know, all of our launches for the year. And we look at, you know, what we're promoting each month. But right, we change that occasionally. It's not like it's set in stone. So that is part of our yearly routine. But honestly, we look at that stuff every single month. So my recommendation would be put a day on the calendar At least to review, right, your editorial calendar, your content plan. You know, maybe it could be time to batch out content, right? You know, shoot like multiple videos all within one day. You know, in fact, I have a couple clients, you know, that are super, super consistent with all of their content. And they're so good at, you know, creating the videos and getting them done. And they actually pick out, it's usually like one Friday, it's like the first Friday of each month, they get it all done. So pick out and create a routine that works for you so that you can stay consistent when building your online presence.
Now, the third and final tip, which I'll say there's a caveat when it comes to this one. So the final tip is make sure that you conquer one main social media platform first. Now, the caveat is this, actually two caveats. You guys know that we lean heavily on LinkedIn because most of the people that Nancy and I do work with are business professionals, service professionals, coaches, consultants that are also looking to connect with people in the business world to pick up new clients, whether it's one-on-one, group coaching, mastermind, whatever it is. So we teach people how to conquer LinkedIn first and foremost. And that's part of what we're actually going to be teaching during the Personal Branding Blueprint. We lean heavy on LinkedIn. But we're also going to let people know that if their ideal avatar or the client that they wish to work with is on TikTok or YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, that's going to be the main platform that you conquer. Now, so that's the one caveat. The second caveat is this. Yes, you are going to conquer one social media platform, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to be on others. So Nancy and I talk often about something called omnipresence, which means having your presence conquered on one platform first, and then having that message spread to the others, whether it's resharing something from Facebook to Instagram or resharing a video that you dropped on LinkedIn onto your YouTube channel as a short, whatever the case may be. But it is beyond important to conquer one social media platform first. And our advice around that is conquering the social media platform where your ideal client is spending the most time. Don't conquer Instagram just because you think it's a great platform to conquer. Don't conquer TikTok just because it's the next hottest trend. Conquer the platform that is going to allow you to monetize your efforts spent on that platform.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I love giving people, you know, so a lot of times, right, when we're first using social media for our business, for the first time, and even now, you know, sometimes people get overwhelmed with it. It's a lot, right? It's a lot to learn and take in. And so give yourself some grace, you know, especially if you are starting out. Like Scott said, pick the platform that makes the most sense for you and your business and where your clients are hanging out. So, you know, let's say if it's LinkedIn, you can really just narrow in, make sure that you're doing all the things, right? And whenever we say pick one to conquer, that doesn't just mean that you're going to just post a couple times a week. It means that you're going to do all the things that you should be doing to really master that platform, to get the most out of it, to use it, and to be most effective, right? And we have different goals, obviously, for different things that we do on social media. But let's say LinkedIn, for example, let's say you wanted to actually connect with a certain amount of people, or, you know, find some power partners for your business so that you can refer business back and forth, so on and so forth, right? So it's important that you really hone in and you learn the things that you have to do to be effective, because I promise you, right, it's called social media for a reason. It's not called media. It's called social, right? We've got to do other things than just posting content, right? You've got to engage with people. In fact, I have this conversation with people a lot of times. You know, Scott being obviously such a, you know, a wealth of knowledge whenever it comes to LinkedIn, it's a special platform, right? You know, most of the engagers, in fact, the algorithm works completely different than all the other platforms, because most of the people on it are what we call silent engagers, right? They're not liking, they're not loving, they're not sharing, you know, so things are measured differently. And LinkedIn really rewards you for certain things and rewards you for actually using the platform in the right way. And that's not just posting content, right? That's doing other things. That's making the right connections. That's making sure that you're engaging with other people's content. That's, you know, giving recommendations. It's a lot of other things. Sorry, I bit my tongue earlier, but there's a lot of other things that go into this. So just really keep in mind and give yourself, like I said, that grace could be 90 days, maybe, you know, could be more, could be less, but really hone in, optimize, right, your social media. So we're actually getting ready to have, okay, our personal branding blueprint workshop. It's going to kick off soon, right, on April 22nd. And we're really going to cover a lot of things. And this is one of them, right? You know, which social media platform should you be on? And what are some tips and ways that you can really start to build your personal brand and your thought leadership on those platforms? So if you guys are interested in joining the workshop, we'll put a link in the show notes. It's going to be a good one. Guys, we actually typically usually charge for this one because it's so meaty, and you're going to walk away with a lot of really just great actionable items to really help you build and grow your personal brand on social media. So definitely check it out. Like I said, we'll drop the link in the show notes. Yeah. So anything else you want to share, Scott?
No, again, we try to make these things really simple. Everything that we teach, we love teaching what we do. So anything that you do learn from us, whether it's listening to our podcasts or coming to any of our workshops, it's a matter of leaving you better. So you actually have things to focus on, just like we went over today, you know, making sure that you have that content calendar, you have that routine around it, and you pick that one platform that you're going to lead with on social media. So again, as Nancy forementioned, if you go to the description of this episode, the show notes, or the email broadcast that went out in order for you to listen to this, click on the link, get yourself registered, April 22nd to the 26th, 1 to 2 p.m. EST, live and recorded, which will be our free 5-day personal branding blueprint workshop. And we hope to see you there. So everyone, please enjoy the rest of your days. Love and gratitude. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon.